Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Now, remember when I said the title, I am going through. I want you to know that I am is talking about God. Not I'm, I apostrophe am. That means your perspective is on you. But when I say I am, I'm talking about God Almighty. Look at Exodus 3:14. Exodus 3:14. Exodus chapter 3, 14. Listen to this. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Wow. I am going through. God is going through with you. And I like this verse, and you know this one as well. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. I know we can quote that one because we lean on it so much. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities. What are you saying here? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. I don't know about you, but he had a change in perspective. He sought the Lord three times, said, hey, remove this infirmity. But the Lord said, hey, my grace is sufficient. What do you want God to remove from your life? I want to urge you tonight to know that God may not change your problems, but you need to change your perspective. Look at it from a different way. How can I use this to give glory to God? One, I will trust Him more. Two, I will thrive with patience while He's working on me and training and teaching me. And then I'm going to testify to others that He's good. And then, ultimately, I will triumph in the end. Remember, there was three levels in this scripture. It talked about the waters. It talked about the rivers. But that last one is fire. And that fire is the ultimate test of where you would stand. The good news is, he says that the fire ye shall not be burned, and neither shall the fire kindle upon you. Is that protection or what? Anybody ever read the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Those guys that even, they heated up the furnace seven times hotter than it should be hotter. And then they threw them in there, and then the people that threw them in there, they got killed. Remember, whenever you try to set a trap for God's child, you're going to get in trouble. And we see that God was in the midst with them. I got a couple more scriptures here. Let's look up, you know, this is probably my favorite one. Well, I say that about all of them, though. Psalms 23, verse 4. Psalms 23, verse 4.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.